Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome to your live outdoor broadcast here at the beautiful home, Gungenji people, Yarraba, celebrating NAIDOC. Trendy Trev here, Murray from Macquarie, with your daily program, National Talk Black. And look, it's beautiful to be here. Great to be here on beautiful country at the Jalara Football Oval, home of the mighty Seahawks, Yarraba. So look, fantastic. Guyula, fly, Guyula, fly. And we're yarning with the Deadly Mob here. And also big shout out to Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation, part of the main organisers here for the NAIDOC celebration for 2025. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister. We're talking to the CEO of Gundaja, and that's Elsa Lively. Elsa, very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Morning, my brother. I'm well.
Great to see you. And before
you.
We start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yep. Morning, everyone. I'm Elsa, CEO of Gundaja. However, I'm a traditional owner of Yarraba, and today we're coming from the lands of the Kungenji people.
And beautiful. And welcome. It's great to be on your country, and thank you for coming to the program. My sister, CEO Gundaja, first of all, let the people know, Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation, what does Gundaja do and the meaning for Gundaja?
Yeah, so Gundaja is an alcohol and drug rehabilitation service. Mm-hmm. We've been around in the community for around 40 years.
40 years.
Assisting, you know, our mob with alcohol and drug addictions. Mm. And we also run the Yarraba Justice Service, so helping our mob that come into contact with the justice
system.
Service.
Yeah, yeah, okay, system, fantastic. Yeah. And how long have you been CEO of Gundaja, Elsa?
So I've been around here for about 17 years.
17 years, so my sister. Beautiful.
Yep.
3 more years, that's double long term.
Yeah.
Long term.
So when staff come to Gundaja, they seem to stay a long time, and I'm one of them.
Yes.
One of our longest staff have been with us for over 40 years.
Okay. So, thank you. So, look, fantastic. And look, it's a engagement with our people. So we're talking alcohol and drug. And there's yucky substances, but when we talk about COVID-19 pandemic, the mental disease is the pandemic. And when you look at those substances, people, black and white, go to those substances to overcome their problems in life, and that's where Gundaja comes in, to give them the vision for the future, their future.
That's correct, Trev. Like, when we look at addiction, we look at it holistically.
Sure.
You know, most addiction arises through trauma in people's lives, and like that trauma is also carried through generations, you know, right back to colonization, and to today we still see the effects of that. Mm. And that is through the use of alcohol and drugs.
Mm.
And so our service, you know, we not only run a residential service where we have beds, up to 20 beds for people to come. Mm. And do our residential program, we do promotion in our community. And people that aren't ready to come into the Resi Rehab, they can come and do our day programs.
Sure.
As well. And we also, like, we take clients from all over for our residential program.
Mm.
So mainly, you know, our mob from Cairns and District.
Yep.
All our families from up the Cape, you know, Palm Island, Townsville, up in the Tablelands.
Mm.
Right down to Cherbourg, Warrabinda. We take our mob. Beautiful. From everywhere.
Don't turn anybody away.
No.
Oh, so when we're talking, you mentioned Resi, so we're talking about accommodation, and how many people do you house at one time?
Yeah, so right now we're housing 12. We're going through a capital works program, but that should be finished within the next 12 months, and we'll take up to 24 people then.
Okay, beautiful.
So the yes. residential service was a service, is the longest service of Gundaja, and it was, started by the assistance of Elder Rose Collis when she was running the Cairns Douglas House.
Yes.
So Douglas House really supported Gundaja to get off the ground all those years ago,
yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've come from a very small organisation, humble beginnings.
Mm.
Like 17 years ago, we had 7 staff and the residential site. Today we have three.
Then you took the range 17 yep, years ago.
17 years
and
ago.
And how did you turn that around? How many staff we got now, Elsa?
So we've got 53 staff. Whoa. And we've got three sites now.
Okay, beautiful.
So, and like, we don't only do work in Yarrawa. We also go out into the other communities and visit our clients that have come from the other communities doing aftercare. So we send staff up and to other communities to...
And when you say other communities, are we talking the Cape? Are we talking
the Cape,
Tablelands?
Cape, Tablelands, you know, Innisfail areas.
Yes.
So all around that area. Where our clients come from, we send staff up there to visit them with during their aftercare journey.
And when we talk about our clients, we're talking about help. We as First Nation people, 60,000 years, we are professors in all fields. So when you're talking black on black, that's number one medicine.
Yeah.
Okay, and then when you're talking about professionals, whether it be black or white, what sort of professionals are at the table in support and helping guiding our people?
Well, at Gundaja, most of our staff are Indigenous and they're all local, and we train our staff from the day they start with us into doing case management with our clients, you know, but the biggest thing we do with our clients is the cultural activities. And a lot of our programs, we've written our programs ourselves.
Thank you, from the inside out.
Yeah, and so our staff are also trained in those programs. So we have programs like, we have anger management, but we don't call it that. We destigmatize it and we call it Don't Get Me Wild.
Don't get me wild. Don't get me wild.
So that's our anger management.
I love that. And then, yeah, and that's our yarn. That's our language.
That's right.
Don't get me wild. Don't start me up.
Yeah, exactly. And within that program, we talk about all of that kind of stuff. So also another program we have is Connecting the Dots. Instead of calling it alcohol awareness, it's Connecting the Dots. So understanding, you know, where your addiction started and where it started within your family. So looking at genograms, a family history of alcohol and drug use as well.
And that sort of language, it's grounded. It's for our mob.
Yeah.
That's a yarn in circle yarn.
Yes.
And there it is, front and centre.
Yes,
that
that's
is
right.
So deadly, sister.
And like mentioned earlier, you know, our service is trauma-informed and are based in social-emotional well-being.
Yes.
So all it's a very cultural program.
All right, to our deadly listeners that they just tuned in, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with National Talk Black. I'm coming to you live here from Yarrawa, Gungandji country. We're celebrating NAIDOC at the Jilara Football Oval, home of the mighty Seahawks, Yarrawa, and having a deadly yarn here with CEO of Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation, and that's Elsa Lively. And look, a beautiful yarn. I'm so excited to hear the work that you guys are doing. I mentioned about professionals and what have you. So to the degree of, would it be psychologists or even the physical side of thing, when you're talking about working with the body, mind and spirit, all professionals at all levels, I would think also.
So we do have a psychologist that comes in, but her service is more around therapeutic art.
Yes, okay.
So she does a program with our clients around with art and using therapeutic mechanisms through that. And then she also does one-on-one stuff with our clients.
Yeah.
But we also have our deadly brother, Kevin Edmonston, that does an Indigenous art program with our clients.
Good.
So, and that's like reconnecting them with their art and their stories as well.
Yeah, because that's spiritually deep, isn't it?
Yeah, because when mob I've you know, been using for some time, we get disconnected. And we forget about all that stuff, but we find, like, when they come into our service, they have a whole lot of skills, you know. And, like, today, like, we've got a banner hanging up at the front that our clients have done for this specific event.
This event, beautiful. Yeah. So hands-on, they're involved.
That's right.
That's right.
And every year, you'll around the grounds today, there's a lot of different banners. These are the banners that our clients do over the years.
Yeah.
So this is something we've been doing for over 15 years that our clients do the NAIDOC banners.
And when you talk about NAIDOC banners, so fundamental for decoration, and when the individual looks at it, that's my painting there.
That's right.
That's ownership.
Yes.
That's belonging.
And the story.
And the vision and the possibility of their art coming to the service, becoming a job or a business opportunity as an artist.
That's right. You know, their real passion and skills come out when they're not using anymore.
Yeah, so, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, darling, thank you very much for sharing. Look, happy NAIDOC. And all the best to you. Thank you very much. You said 53 staff?
Yes, 53.
The CEO of Gundaja, Elsa Lively, and 53 staff under her. Been here 17 years in this role as CEO. Yep. And another 17 more years ago, I would say, to sister.
No, I've got to hand it over to the youth. So I'm preparing now a succession plan of who comes into my role.
Takes the reins.
So a few more years, yes. You know, I'm working on that now. Hoping to be another local person.
Yeah,
so
lovely.
From Yalva.
Thank you.
But that's what the theme is about, you know, the
have
next generation.
Have you honed in on anybody yet?
Yeah, I have.
You do? Okay, yep. What do you have? Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
Good one.
And like we say, you know, the theme is the next generation, strength, vision and legacy.
Yeah.
So we've got to be looking to our youth and succession planning and preparing them to come up through the ranks and take over.
Beautiful, so, beautiful. Yeah. Also, thank you very much. Look, you have a great day. Happy night with my sister. Thank you for having us here, Bummer Bipper Media. All the best to you, and we'll catch up soon, my sister.
Thank you.
Too deadly.
Bye.
A beautiful yarn there with Elsie Lively, the CEO of Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation. And we are celebrating NAIDOC here at Yarrabah, Gungandji Country, at the Jalara Football Oval, home of the mighty Seahawks. Yarrabah Seahawks. It's fantastic to be here. It's a beautiful day, but it's always a beautiful day here at Yarrabah. And with that, let's go to Barry Sivrick. Where are you from, my brother? Too deadly. Take a listen, you mob. National Talk Black.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Thank you.
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba katyana bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
To Delhi Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to your live outdoor broadcast here at the beautiful country of Gungangi, Yarraba, celebrating NATO for 2025. Don't forget the theme, Next Generation, Strength, Vision and Legacy. And we're celebrating NAIDOC for 50 years, you people. Too deadly. Big shout out to all our mob across the country. We had Jalara Football Oval, home of the mighty Seahawks, and Yarnama, different mob here, and one of the main organisers and sponsors of the program here for NAIDOC Celebration 2025, Gindarja. Had a beautiful yarn with the CEO, and that's Elsa Lively. Going to catch up a yarn now with Kathy Desmond, and she's a treatment manager, and we're going to talk about the job that she does and the space she does in regard to Gundaja. And a very good morning. How are you, Kathy?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for coming, my sister. So you are the treatment manager.
Yep.
How long have you been in that role?
I've been in this role for about 9 years now.
9 years.
So I oversee all of the services that Gundaja provides. So we do 24/7 residential rehab, and we also do day programs.
Yes.
But we're also the sponsors or the oversight for the Yarrabah Justice Group, which is a really, really important service.
Important service there as well, very related
to our alcohol and drug clients.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So we're talking about treatment manager. So let's talk about the service that treatment delivers and what aspects.
The really important thing that Gundaja follows and that we're really committed to is doing treatment through an Indigenous framework, an Indigenous lens.
Yes.
So everything needs to be around connecting back to country, back to culture, back to identity, family, community, because we know those things are the strength of spirit for Indigenous communities and Indigenous people. A lot of rehab that are not...
We're doing a foundation there, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
There's the foundation right there, yes.
The other thing we also do is we talk about the history of alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
These things were brought in as part of colonisation, and they were very much used by colonisers to control. And get communities to be quiet, to oppress.
Exactly.
So when we explain these things to our clients, most of them don't know this.
Mm.
And so when you start talking about the history of this, people start realising that this is not just because they're not here because they're bad people. They're here because there is a legacy of this stuff going on in Indigenous communities and Indigenous families.
So
it's really important to highlight that, because the shame factor is so big.
Yes.
And we need to address that. There is no shame. This is the personal is political.
Yeah, and look, you paint a very powerful picture. Because what we're talking about here, Kathy, we're talking about knowledge.
Yes.
And knowledge is power.
Yes.
But yet the knowledge of the past and to why and who and where we are.
Yep.
Well, once I got that knowledge, then clean slate for tomorrow and the future. In the future, I would think.
Exactly. And so what we do is that we say to people, we've given them the message that this is part of the reason why you are here now. There's a legacy here, and you're part of that legacy. However, now that you're here, you now have the power to change.
Yes.
You now have the power to heal. You now have the power to recover. And these are the tools that you do it with, which is culture.
Yes. And look, we're talking to Kathy Desmond, treatment manager of Gundaja, Trinity Trev here, Murray from the Curry for National Talk Black, live here at Gungenji Country, Yarrabah, NAIDOC celebrating 50 years we are, Next Generation Strength, Vision and Legacy, our theme for this year. And very important about this space, when we're talking about Gundaja treatment and healing, Indigenous Corporation, and all the different, different arms that we have, Kathy, at the table in helping our mob and, like, giving them a vision for their future. And you pick up that knowledge and what have you, and treatment. And this, we also talk about accommodation. You house people. I was talking to Elsa, the CEO, Elsa Lively. So that's in place. But you can also have day visits as well.
That's right. We've got a day centre, because not everybody can come to residential rehab. Not everybody is able to do that for family circumstances.
Okay.
And some people just don't want to. So we've got a day program, our Learning and Wellbeing Centre, and we offer all the programs that we do at residential on a day basis. So we, you know, and we will do things like just creating events so that people can come together and connect. Doesn't always have to be around alcohol and drugs, but what we do is we make sure that there is a place for people to connect that is alcohol and drug free, so that people learn that, you know, we can have fun, we can connect, we can party.
Without the substances, we
can, we
party.
Can have a really
shake
good
booty.
Time. You can shake
legs,
that booty,
right,
and you do not need to be drunk or stoned to do it.
Kathy, you talk with so much passion. Non-Indigenous sister,
Yep.
We claim and you, we adopt you. Thank you, my sister.
I feel very so
9 years,
very
9 years coming from Victoria, I believe.
Yes, that's
came
right.
Came up before weekend, here you are 9 years later.
Yep.
Is that how it works?
That kind of like that, yes. All my family moved up here, and my son came up here to do an apprenticeship with C-Swift.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, damn, I'm going up to Cairns. And my only regret is I didn't do it sooner.
Thank you.
I found my home.
Now. This is home.
I found my home.
Good on you, darling. Good on you. Do you live in Cairns or you live here in Yarrabah?
No, I live in Southside, Cairns.
Southside, okay, whatever.
So Yarrabah is
my
home.
When you say commute, it's a beautiful journey, isn't it?
It
when
is.
When you enter the Yarrabah Ranges and then you look at the ocean and the air, you don't know where the ocean, where the air is. It blends in, doesn't it?
9 years of driving over that range to and from, and I still love it.
Yeah, thank you.
I still hit that hill or a number of those hills.
Thank you.
And I've still got to concentrate to watch the road because
I'm
the view, the rainforest that meets the reef, that meets the spirit of the place just is jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
And I'm so fortunate to be the one who does that and who works here. I'm just so fortunate and so privileged.
When we're talking about our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there who are naive or to understand what we're going through, you have been educated.
Yeah.
You have seen the success, if not the failures, thanks to colonization, and the substances that what causes our people, well, you could say racism. You could see the
definitely say
thank
racism.
You, capital R, there it is, you know.
Yep.
But you, as a non-Indigenous person, you would witness what we go through and how it affects us spiritually, emotionally.
Yep.
But we're talking generational trauma.
Totally. Yes.
You see it. You understand it, sister.
See it and understand it at a mind, spirit, and heart level, because this is, you know, we're talking here the oldest living culture in the world. How awesome is that? Yeah. Mm,
so true.
And it doesn't take a lot to just listen. That's all I've done. I haven't done a lot except listen.
Yep.
And I read Indigenous research and I read about the history. So I haven't done anything that anybody else couldn't do.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Exactly.
I just listen and I take seriously what I'm told and the guidance I'm given. So I've come to this place now where I connect on a heart level with what's going on.
Lovely.
And the trauma that is ongoing in the community, but also how the healing works and how Indigenous people heal themselves through culture, through spirit, through connection, through community. Mm. You can go back to all of the, you know, literature, Western literature on psychology and sociology.
Mm.
And you guys...
And you laugh about that, but that's so true.
No, but you guys have it in a nutshell and
you
did it 60,000 years ago.
Thank you.
You know, we are way behind you guys.
Sure. So when you look at it, we're talking about healing here and you're the treatment manager here at Gundaja. Non-Indigenous people or people who aren't in the circle or choose not to be or don't come to the table with an open mind, open heart. I mean, we're students for life, are we?
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, like, they would look at us with the so-called, the phrase, Plum disease, poor little old me. But it's deeper than that.
So everyone look, from a non-Indigenous point of view or from a white colonising point of view, which comes from privilege, whenever you talk about equality or equity to someone who is privileged, it feels like they're losing out.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
And that is the fundamental problem. So is that sense of privilege, that sense of I'm right, you're wrong, I'm better, you're worse.
Yeah.
This is where
competitive.
You know, that's the whole thing. That's the whole premise that colonisation was based on.
Sure.
That's the whole premise. So unless we do away with that premise,
thank you. There you go.
And unless we turn around and actually pay homage and honour our very proud black past and honour those people, we're not going to get anywhere.
Kathy, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, I always say, you know, and we need to move forward. Need to get it together, black and white, and embrace the First Nation people.
90
We're talking of the world, the planet.
Absolutely.
The globe. So non-Indigenous government, whatever, should embrace that.
When we had the referendum, this is one of the things that I think we face with a problem today, and this is the misinformation that is so proliferates around. The whole referendum was simply about an advisory committee.
Yeah, yes, that's all it was. I wasn't taking your house, kicking you out, taking the land back.
It was asking for an advisory committee.
I've got no money in my pocket because of this table I'm sitting at.
And the nation said no. I mean, really?
Hello.
So, and they also didn't understand how the really nasty impact of that message.
Sure. Okay.
And that has made people like me, and there's a lot of people like me that are around, fight even harder because I couldn't believe that we were still at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
And that truth-telling, that needs to happen.
Sure, exactly.
And you can't skip over it.
Yeah, well, how can you move forward if you don't know the base of the foundation?
But for non-Indigenous people, again, you know, they kind of get really sensitive and they feel like, you know, oh, well, you know, I didn't do it, so I don't have to be blamed. But don't understand that acknowledging what's gone on, acknowledging the history and colonisation and the genocide of Indigenous people, or the attempted genocide of Indigenous people, is not about bashing yourself over the head with a 2x4. It is about acknowledging somebody else's pain and somebody else's trauma.
Exactly.
And you can't move on until you've done that.
There's the words from Kathy Desmond, treatment manager at Gundaja, a beautiful yarn. Saw the light, like I said, white on the outside, black on the inside. We trained this beautiful sister who's been 9 years in this manager's job. Travels all the way from Cairns, the south side, over the beautiful Yarrabah Ranges every morning for the last 9 years. And she has to always concentrate on the road because she looks at the beautiful scenery. And she's always looking at the scenery, but need to concentrate on the road. Kathy, good yarn with you. Thank you, sister.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Happy NAIDOC.
Happy NAIDOC to you, too.
And thank you for having us here at the Jalara football over, home of the Mighty Seahawks. Mighty Seahawks. Good to be here at Gungangi country. And happy NAIDOC, and we'll talk soon, Kathy.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Lovely. Thank you. To Deadly Mob, having beautiful yarns with Deadly Mob over here at Yarrabah. Look, if you're not doing anything, if you're over at the south side, not far to come, come for a drive over the hill, over the ranges, and check out the celebration. A lot of food, dancing, entertainment, and catching up with Mob. And let's go to Black Image, Reconciliation, National Talk Black.
Still surviving as the centuries pass by. This country calls us
Hey, which way are you, mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendabamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Inside I climb, I find my sacred side. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo, yalanji, cuckoo. Cuckoo, yalanji, girl. Come shine your light, brighten up the world. Cuckoo, yalanji, cuckoo, yalanji, cuckoo, yalanji, cuckoo, yalanji, girl.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast. Coming to you live here from Gungangi Country, Yarrabah, celebrating NAIDOC for 2025. Don't forget that deadly theme, next generation strength, vision and legacy. And celebrating NAIDOC for 50 years, you mob, so across the country. To Daily, all the best to you. And we're here at Jalara Football Oval, home of the mighty Seahawks, Yarrabah Seahawks. And a big shout out to Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation. And they're one of the major sponsors for this fantastic event. Talking to Deadly Mob, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly Sister, Thelma Yateman. I say Deadly Sister because she's beautiful. She can get us tea, coffee, and cake very soon. And my sister, good morning. And your Yarrabah Justice Service, good morning to you first, sister.
Yeah, good morning.
So, Thelma, who your mob were you from?
My mob are the Irukandji, Kukujungan. My ancestry connection runs through Irukandji, Kukujungan, Batchala tribes, Oompala,
yes,
and Kookaburra, up in Konyama.
So a lot of connections there, my sister.
Yeah.
A big shout out to you, Mob. Thank you. And you're the Yarrabah Justice Service worker there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How long have you been in that role, sister?
Just for 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
Enjoying it?
Yes, I am.
You are good, darling. What did you do before that?
Shout out to you guys. Prior to that, I worked for Gundaja as a lots of various roles, I guess.
Okay. And how long were you in Gundaja?
Over 30 years.
Over 30 years? Oh, damn. Congratulations. Doing a lot for your mob. Let me just say that. We're talking about jobs where we get paid and then we pay our bills and live our life. But then the emotional, the passion side of it and the work that we do in that job. 30 years, that says a lot, my sister.
Yeah.
For your community.
It does. And I guess for me, it's quite an honour and a passion to work in the field.
Yes.
Especially with people, clientele, you know, who have issues in their lives,
Exactly.
That's like said, stemmed from alcohol and drug misuse.
If you want more information, go check these stores out.
Yep.
Sure
yep. And we've got a platform. We've got a vehicle here that can help them see the light, see the vision.
For you guys.
And before the alcohol and drug, get that person back on track.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, fantastic.
Legal service.
No, Yarraba Justice Service.
Shout out to you guys.
Is that under the umbrella of Gundanja?
Yes, it is.
Okay, lovely. That's an arm then that you guys work in, which is so important, so great, so deadly. So you've got staff under you?
Yes, I do. We have a team of seven at the moment.
Seven, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Which consists of two DV officers, a male and a female. We have a MOU with Yeti at the moment for a youth bail support officer.
Okay, yes.
We have a receptionist and we have a justice officer as well.
Okay, lovely.
And we just got two more new staff on. We were successful with some fundings to as part of the Justice Reinvestment Network. So we have currently two staff there in position who currently working on some community projects as we speak. And
lovely. Let's talk about the job that you do as Yarraba Justice Service. So are we talking about being at court with your clients? Is that how it works? And with communication, is that if not before incarceration, after incarceration, or during? Is that paint that picture?
All of that. It's pre,
during,
and post.
And that post, okay.
Yeah, so the work that we delivered as part of our service in the community is basically that, and any just some extra support and transporting them to Cairns Court if need be.
Yep.
Picking some of our mobile commander prison.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the major goal would be at the beginning, prevention.
Yes.
That would be the number one goal.
Yep.
Because then you don't have to work thereafter. You know what I mean, sister? I would think that would be the goal, yeah?
Yes, that certainly is. You know, our role is very vital. I'm passionate about human rights.
I can see in your eyes.
You know, that if we can keep them out of the system, that's a big bonus.
Well, we're talking about First Nation people in incarceration. The numbers are very high, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, it's a trophy we don't want.
Yes.
You know. And are we talking, working under your team there, are we talking men and women?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yep.
Which is good. So we're talking about helping not only our brothers, but our sisters who may be in that situation.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll be with the BBM and...
He yarning, he mocking me on the MC, mocking me while I'm talking to you on national radio. I know where you live too.
Yeah.
KJ.
That's Kenneth for you,
And he mocking me, good counsellor, but he was counsellor at Yarraba.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Look, beautiful yarning with you, Thelma. Thank you for your yarn. 2.5 years, Yarraba Justice Service. And look, you put on a beautiful day here. Celebration's deadly, but the weather's deadly as well.
Yep.
And we always talk about that beautiful drive coming Yarraba Rangers. We just had Barry Cedric playing, Yarraba Rangers.
Yeah.
So, you're a beautiful country. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the yarn, my sister.
Yeah, no worries, Trevor.
And
anytime.
You're going to organise a tea, coffee and cake now.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Love you dearly. Okay, my sister will talk. Thank you.
Thanks, Trevor. Bye.
Two beautiful, beautiful yarn there with Thelma Yateman, a Yarraba Justice Service, 2.5 years, and the work that she does with her team of people, and they're under the umbrella of Gundaja and Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev here, look about to sign off your mob. I thank you very much for your company. We are live outdoor broadcast here at Yarraba Gundaja and under the Gundaja Treatment and Healing Indigenous Corporation, who've organised the NAIDOC celebration here at Yarraba, Jalara Football Oval, home of the mighty Yarraba Seahawks. Don't forget, next generation strength, vision and legacy. Happy NAIDOC, you mob. 50 years we're celebrating this year with that National Talk Black. Trinity Trev sign-offs. Stay tuned to Deadly News on NERS, National News Radio Service. Too Deadly, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
This little tune came into my head. Was a little tune about all you by my
just dancing and having some fun.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Hey sister, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. Now we've been everywhere and paid your from the north down to the south, from the east over to the west. 'Cause black image gonna rock your sound.
And it goes something like,
hey brother, you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now.
Hey sister,
you follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. You follow too deadly now. I say, hey.